And also, thank you to Pastor Geis, who will be filling in for Pastor tonight, who is... who is at his son's today and went to a first communion with his granddaughter, Josie, him and Julie. Birthdays this past week, Jenna Sear, Kelly Stoyles, and Leroy Kwan. So happy birthday to all of them. Just to mention that last week was a congregational meeting, and the resolution overwhelmingly passed with only one no vote. Printed copies of the newsletter and the prayer calendar are on the table in the back. Men's in-person Bible study is on Wednesday from 5, May 5th at 11. And the CMAC mission trip coming up will be to Texas, May 22nd through the 30th. Holy Communion will be next Saturday, and they're going to use the little filled communion cups that are prepackaged. Okay, and we're going to start with Psalm 150. Praise to the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with sounding cymbals, praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Okay, well, if you can take the
Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Blessed are those who call on the strong name of the risen Lord. As we gather in the victorious name of Christ, we open our hearts to him and confess the ways where we've neglected to follow his will, the ways in which we've simply neglected our calling as his disciples. We do so silently and then together. Lord of heaven and earth, of the living and of the dead, we come before you, confessing our sins, asking for your gracious mercy. By our human nature, we are sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By your loving kindness, we implore you to grant us forgiveness and restore us to your salvation, that we might live holy lives here and now, and be with you in the final resurrection. Amen. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, God declares to all who believe and confess their sins that we are forgiven and restored to a right relationship through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed and renewed by Christ, our Passover Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us walk in newness of life, following our Lord Jesus in holy obedience. Amen. Please rise. Our gathering hymn, Alleluia, for Jesus is risen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who went to the cross for our sake, the love of the Father who put an end to the power of death through the resurrection of Christ, and the promised Holy Spirit who gathers us together, be with you all.
And also with you.
We pray. Holy God, you make the minds of the faithful to be of one will. Grant that your people would love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as Scripture speaks to us.
The first lesson is from 1 John chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now it is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading is from John 15, beginning at verse 1. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As usual, Pastor Dave's children's sermon is posted on Facebook. And we are having some troubles technically, but we hope at least to get an audio up. We will see. Right, Don? Would you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in the Spirit's consolations through Christ. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. My mind is still back on last Lord's Day's reading, sometimes called Good Shepherd Sunday readings. And I think back to the first old English sheepdog Kathy and I had, my wife and I had. We named him, because I won in German, Erzbischof. Kathy called him Archbishop. She called him Archie and I called him Kelsey. Because he was a bigger breed, he had to stay with his mother at least 8 weeks, and actually it was 9 and a half that he did stay. When we got him, he was such a puppy. I didn't know who he was. He sometimes bossed me around. He forgot who he was. Well, initially, he didn't know who he was. And for a long time, he treated us like we were sheep. Well, he looked more like a lamb than a sheep girl. He became a wonderful herder. I think we're a lot like Archie was. We're a lot like Archie was at first. And our reading in our gospel and in our 1 John passage tie into this very much. We think we know what we're doing, and we forget thinking I'm in charge. When Jesus is in charge of our lives, we're in good hands. And when Jesus is in charge, we can help guide others, like Archie did, guiding a sheep, guiding our poor calico cat, guiding some geese, that wasn't very successful, and guiding a whole bunch of other fowl that he ran across. And even some kids. I don't really like this Sunday and its readings. I much prefer to deal with the Good Shepherd, thank you kindly. But I need these readings, and I'm glad they're here because I do suffer when I deal with them. I don't like them for a variety of reasons. I don't like confusion that well. I'm German. Hello. And boy, if you read about love, yes, many of us talk about the four kinds of New Testament love. And others can legally talk about six kinds of biblical Greek love. And others talk about seven kinds of love. And then scholars weigh in on what these mean. And I find I have to go back to Scripture to get any clarity, because it's so easy for me to get bogged down in scholarly confusion and kind of a despair. We're talking about agape, and I got popped. And I think it's better not to get bogged down in confusion, but simply look at what Scripture has to say. I also don't like this Sunday for many reasons, because as we speak of love, a lot of people, and I'm not accusing Pastor Dave of this, but a lot of pastors offer pabulum and something that would cause a diabetic coma, speaking of love. And that's not what John writes about in these passages. Jesus is not some sweetness and light and rainbows and unicorns creature. I think the third reason I don't like this is because I don't like pain. We have pain in our readings today. I'm going to be starting with the gospel reading, but I want to spend most of my time in 1 John and then come back briefly to the gospel. There's pain involved. The branches have two choices: getting cut off and thrown away, or getting pruned. I don't like pain. Because the vine dresser, or the vineyard keeper, the Father, is the one who decides what's going on. And while I have a vote on what I do, I don't have a vote on what God is doing. God does not consult me. The love of God is love. And that doesn't mean easy, simple, or clear sometimes. In our gospel, as well as the 1 John passage, we have an awful lot of this abiding. God abides in him, and he abides in God. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Staying connected really is a focus. Six times in John's gospel and repeatedly in our 21 verses of reading. And it's not easy abiding. Our 1 John 4 passage begins, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit. You gotta test them. And by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God." Confesses that Jesus is Lord. And it is so easy not to confess Jesus. God is love, and so many messengers of the good news talk about love and use it as an excuse for sex and pleasure. So many who speak of love speak of it as an excuse to do what I want, because I feel like it, and I can live any way I want, because all you need is love. John Lennon was not right. When I read about love, I have to keep reading that 1 John 4 passage and going back to how the world just doesn't get it. The world doesn't listen to them. And don't be surprised. When my dad talked to me, he would tell me, "Listen." And he meant more than just keep your ears unplugged. He meant action, hearing and doing. And that's what John is speaking about in our second reading. Beloved, God is love, so listen. And this is how God loved you, John writes. Jesus is your good shepherd, and this is love. Not that you love God, you never start that. But God loved you in Jesus' death and resurrection. God sent his Son into the world so that we might live through him.
We begin by looking at God
when we talk about love. It's one of the reasons I think weddings are sometimes so difficult for everybody, because we're all caught up in this frenzy and ecstasy and desperation and hormones. And love is not fundamentally any of that. Love is action. Love is Christ on the cross. And we are called to examine this love and then look at ourselves in the mirror. The gospel talks about fruit as well as does the 1 John passage. We're looking at what we do, how we live. If God so loved us, we also ought to love each other. Two days ago, I was talking to a lady from a former congregation who said she walked past somebody she thought was crying. She really wanted to stop and talk to her, but she was just getting into her car and she had to get somebody else to an appointment. And she really was wounded that she couldn't stop and deal with somebody hurting. That's part of love. This is how the sheep who belong to Jesus follow him, how they live. And that's usually part of our pain. That came home to me this week as my wife kept calling me up and saying, come and get me, take me home. And you know how people want to come home, especially when they can't. And she offered all kinds of suggestions about how we could use money and how we could get government help. Her thinking is not good. She just had cataract surgery Wednesday. And in some ways, that gave her more confusion and less, because she had so many other things that she was trying to keep track of that she got distracted. And the question I had was, how do I love her? How do we love family, the family of faith, and our immediate family? And that doesn't mean it's easy. I remember how my parents punished me and your parents punished you, and that's part of love. It's not a pleasant part. Love means surgery sometimes. And I struggle because I'm a guy and I want to fix things. And thank God for a friend I talked to quite extensively. And I realized that there are a few things I might do, but there's really no cure for what I need to deal with. As I deal with her physical liabilities, with her Alzheimer's, as a neurologist has diagnosed it, with her stroking, and then added problems. And what we do is we continue to care for people. I used to dislike Mother Teresa, because she didn't fix things. She just stood around while people died. And obviously I was fairly young, and I've since repented, because that was the presence of Christ as people were suffering and could not be healed. We live in a world in which there is brokenness, and we suffer ourselves as well as with them. And faith means we keep trusting that Good Shepherd, we stay connected to the vine, and we're active, like Mother Teresa. Like my friend who called up and chatted with me about that woman, she really wanted to help. It's not good enough to see our brother or sister in pain and say, God bless you, and keep going. Remember, 1 John is written within the family of faith, particularly to the family of faith. And there is an external mission as well. Lutherans have always had a good external mission. But our job is to love as family following Jesus in this fold, and not to take any easy way out, not to be complacent, not to go crazy. And I've realized that's one of the best gifts I can give my wife, as those of you who've been caregivers realize. I mentioned I wanted to begin and end with the gospel passage, but the weight of that 1 John 4 is wonderfully strong. Looking to Jesus, we see the love of God, fixing things I can't, and leading us where I may not want to go, but I go there, and you go there, because, as Paul writes, the love of Christ constrains me. And faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the only thing that lasts is the love of God in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
Our hymn is Where Charity and Love Prevail. And as you're able, please rise. Grant to all who suffer a double portion of your spirit. Especially we lift up before you Pastor Dave Stephenson and Julie Stephenson and their family. Julie Blanchard, Barb Stephenson, Sue Tesmer, Pastor Dan Berkland, Pastor David Schaefer, Jenny Brown, Neil Prokel, Kelly Stoyles, Keith Hammerbeck, Rich Subnick, Steve Johnson, Kenny Hansen, David Anderson, Marlene Williams, Barb Larson, Tola Emerson, and the pastor and the family of Pastor Fred Gross, who died recently. Fill them with your life. Keep them steadfast in faith. Bless and strengthen those caring for them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, death shall never have the last word over those who abide in you. Thank you for speaking words of forgiveness and life to all who have died in you. Abide with us. Lead us to that place where we shall dwell with you and with all the redeemed, and shall feast at your heavenly table forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant to us all that is in accordance with your will, dear Jesus, and accomplish your salvation among us, for you are risen from the dead and dwell in majesty with your Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A reminder about the offering basket, and you can also give electronically or by snail mail. Beloved, let us love one another. For God is love, and love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Go now, in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn is Love Divine. Peace. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.